Making the best better. Welcome and hello again, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
And let me just say to you, congratulations to you for being involved in such a, what I believe is a remarkable youth development organization as 4-H.
Governor Bill Lee giving remarks to delegates gathered at Tennessee's 4-H Congress in Murfreesboro. The governor reiterated his commitment to the youth organization that helped to guide him on his life of service and leadership.
I remember being at state Congress myself and watching the governor come in and having a standing ovation. I remember that moment from when I was in high school. And so being here today is just a great honor for me. 4-H certainly played a big role in my life as a young person and heavily engaged in that organization through livestock, through project work, through National 4-H Congress. So I know in my life how important it was, which is one of the reasons as governor we're investing in 4-H and FFA youth development programs, investing in the future of Tennessee.
Governor Lee's budget he has presented to lawmakers includes some $300,000 for both 4-H and FFA in recurring funds. Now, as for 4-H Congress, the 9th and 10th grade delegates held their own elections for officers that will preside over next year's Congress, and Carlin Cochran of Hickman County was elected as governor.
It was very overwhelming, and I'm just so excited. I started doing public speaking when I was in the fifth grade, and I just really loved it, and I just kind of realized that I could do all these other things along with public speaking, and I could win awards, and it all just kind of grew from there. I've learned so many life skills that will help me later in life and my career, so I just love it so much, and I have no regrets.
Also during the 72nd Annual Tennessee 4-H Congress, Leah Kennedy of Williamson County was elected as Speaker of the House, Isaac Chandler of Anderson County as Speaker of the Senate. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.